Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful weekend. But of course, I can tell you who's not, and that's Texas Democrats. They just made the biggest political mistake of their careers, and it's about to cost them quite literally everything. So I'm sure you've all seen the headlines, Democrats fleeing Texas, abandoning their constituents, leaving the state to hide in hotel rooms while real work needs to get done, including, by the way, emergency aid and relief for the flood victims of that horrifically tragic flash flood that killed so many some weeks back. Well, that's not happening. Those victims are going to have to wait because Texas Democrats decided that they wanted to major more in performative outrage than to be faithful to our democratic institutions and representing their constituents. The wonderful news here is that Texas officials are indeed dropping the hammer big time on these fugitive Dems. Things are about to get, let's just say, very expensive for the left. So here's what's happening right now. As you know, over 50 Texas Democrats abandoned their posts in order to prevent the quorum needed in the Texas legislature to vote on approving the new congressional redistricting map that'll net 5 new GOP seats for the midterms. So they abandoned ship. They all flew out of state on a private jet, which Texas officials are now investigating who paid for that. Because according to Texas law, if politicians get money or favors for voting for or against something, that is technically a bribe. And so these Democrats all thought they could play political games with your tax dollars, hiding out in Illinois, which, remember, is the single most gerrymandered state in the nation. And in the process, they're getting fined $500 every single day. They're gone. That's over $150,000 per year per politician. But here's where it gets really, really juicy. We now know that they have been bribed. They have been, but the failed politician, Beto O'Rourke, who's basically a professional loser, we now know that his PAC has been secretly funneling money to bankroll this Democratic circus, George Soros as well. Well, now a Texas judge has just shut all that down. I kid you not, a Texas judge just intervened and shut that funding down completely. Beto's money in particular has been completely cut off. The judge called it unlawful fundraising practices and basically accused them of running a bribery scheme. This is great. But wait, it gets worse for the Democrats. Texas Republicans aren't just sitting around twiddling their thumbs. They've now, as of yesterday, officially cut all Democrats off from their paychecks. They froze electronic transfers of their money. So if the Democrats want their money, they have to come to pick it up in person at the Capitol, where, of course, they will be immediately arrested. So this is so glorious. Republicans are freezing their operating budgets. They're canceling newsletters, staff raises, everything. These Democrats are getting fined $500 a day. They've lost their paychecks, and any dime that comes to them from an outside source immediately implicates them in a felony bribe. And as we speak, Governor Greg Abbott is filing lawsuits to remove these politicians from office entirely, starting with their ringleader. And now Abbott is going for the jugular. Not only is he determined to arrest every single one of these fleeing Democrats and charge them with felonies, but now he's ready to revisit the redistricting map and add three more Republican seats. So instead of a pickup of 5 seats, he's saying, let's raise that to 8 seats. And for me, again, I think the Democrats have gotten so insane. Their party is in the midst of such an obvious moral and political demise. Get rid of them all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There should not be a single blue district in the whole of the Lone Star State, period. Get rid of every single blue district, bar none. The Texas Republicans need to make sure that this hurts and that that pain is felt by Democrats all across the country. Every single analyst says the same thing here. This is a losing battle for the Democrats. They cannot stay away for months or years. The math doesn't work. The money's running out. The political pressure is mounting. And now their financial lifeline has been completely severed. So this is what happens when you abandon your constituents to play political games. This is what happens when you think you can outsmart hardworking Texans who just want their representatives to do their jobs. The question isn't whether these Democrats will come back, it's how much this political stunt is going to cost them when they finally do. We talked about this yesterday in our live stream Friday broadcast, but I think it bears repeating because I think this is what all of these shenanigans ultimately point to. The Democrat Party as a whole is in serious decline. We talked about how sociologists have identified the characteristics of dying social and political movements, and the Democrat Party exemplifies every single one of those signs. Every single one right now. They're hemorrhaging voters, so dying social political movements lose membership in droves. And the Democrats are watching their voters either get deported or deleted in these federally mandated voter registration purges. Remember, California just purged 3.1 million ineligible voters from their voter rolls, and Kamala won California by 3.2 million. Democrats are hemorrhaging voters. Populations are fleeing blue states for red states, and they're making those red states even redder. They want nothing to do with the Democrats. They're losing membership. They're also losing money. Dying social movements basically run out of cash. And while Trump and the Republicans have amassed over $1 billion for the midterms, the DNC is broke. The DNC is literally going into debt just to keep the lights on. So they're running out of members. They're running out of money. And then thirdly, they're running out of issues. Dying social movements are no longer relevant to the wider population. The Democrats have no single issue at all in their favor. Everything voters care about, border security, the economy, jobs, inflation, immigration, ending wokeness and DEI, ending foreign wars, everything, every single major issue out there is a MAGA issue today. It's an issue that the Democrats are consistently on the wrong side of. That's what we call the 80-20 doom loop. So they're losing membership, they're losing money, they're losing on issues, and finally, they're losing attention. Social movements die when the majority of the populace just no longer pays them any mind. They just ignore them. And again, I think this at least in part explains why the Democrats are always pulling these absurd antics. It's all a desperate attempt at getting attention. Of course, it's failing every single time. What's happening in Texas is a microcosm of what's happening to the Democrats all across the nation. They are a party in decline, and it doesn't look like they know of any way to stop their inevitable demise. So what do you think? Let me know in the comments section below. I want to know, how do you think this is going to end in Texas? Will they come crawling back over the weekend? Will more get removed from office? Drop your predictions below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless, gang. Enjoy your beautiful weekend.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.